Okay, so let's try to finish up this discussion over here. Okay, so let's try to finish up this topic over here of the counting, and specifically in reference to the father, to the grandfather, right? Grandfather, grandson. So before we get too weary of this topic.
Oh yeah.
Before. So, well, for you, you don't have a problem. Okay, so we're gonna go through the Yad Ramah in Bava Basra has an explanation of the derech of counting like the Rif. So let's just see if we can get it straight here, and then compare it to the way we've been counting up till now. Okay, so he's on the question of it's Kuf Yud, it's Os Kuf Yud Zayin in the Yad Ramah. So Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So he says like this. So the case in the Gemara is that Rabbi Abba Bar Yosef, Rabbi Abba sent letters to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, right? Yeah. So it was a halacha shlishi b'sheni is kasher leis. And Rava says shlishi the rishon is kasher. Now Mar Bar Avashi said Abba the Abba is kasher. Amazing. Grandfather is kasher to be an aid. Okay, so what's the question over here of the grandfather? So the Yad Ramah says like this, Nikot hadin klala biyaducha. Take this klal in your hand. Ready? Dekol shnei krovin she'ein beinehem hefzik bikorvason. Any two relatives that have no hefzik in their relationship, they have no, what? Break in, no, I wouldn't say break. I mean, no what?
Gap.
No intermediary, he means, right? No gap, yeah. But the gap is filled by another person, right? No bridge in their relationship. Or in other words, that they have a direct relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
Then, like whom? Now here's where it's interesting. Could go on avu b'no v'achi v'achiv. So he says, there are two relationships that are direct. The father and the son, that's one relationship that's direct. And brothers is a direct relationship.
He's not learning it through the father.
He's not learning it like we've been thinking the whole time. Okay? He's calling brothers as direct as father and son. Hain, hain, rishon, berishon. They are considered a Rishon to Rishon. Klomar, what does that mean to say it's a Rishon to Rishon? Karov Rishon. First order relationship. It's the first relationship. You're related to your father directly, and you're related to your brother directly. So they're both directly related to each other, so that we call that a Rishon Berishon. So it's interesting. It's interesting to say that brothers are a direct relationship. And father and son is a direct relationship. You don't say that the brothers are related with a hefsik of the father.
It undermines your whole idea of relationship.
That it's different from our whole idea that we've been operating under up until now. Absolutely correct.
Which is that you have to go up?
Which is that you go up.
Is that a relationship?
Yeah, what do you say about that? The kol sheyesh beinehem hefzik, whoever has a division between them, im hoyo echad bilvad mafzik beinehem, if there's one who is intervening between them, kigon ha'av le'achi aviv. I don't know why he calls him the av, but anyway, I would call him the ben. But like the father, or the individual, to his father's brother, or to his father's father. Okay, so let's take that case. So then, this is important. Habain nikra korov sheni la'avi oviv ula'achiv. Ula'achi oviv. So then we have, it's very important who we're label, what we're labeling people now. Reuven is called a sheni to Esav or to Yitzchak. And what is Yitzchak or Esav? Ve'avi ho'av, ve'avi ve'achi ho'av, nikra lo zeh rishon. And he's called a rishon. Esav is a rishon and Yitzchak. So if we wanted to ask how, what is the relationship between Reuven and Esav? So what do we say? He says, well, Esav and Yaakov are one to one. Right? Esav and Yaakov are rishon to rishon. Now, how is Reuven related to this Rishon to Rishon set? He's one away. He has one person intervening between him and Esav.
Okay.
So, but why does Reuven get to be called the Sheni and Esav get to be called the Rishon? Couldn't we just look at it any way we wanted to?
Oh, he's saying Dafka, that Reuven's the Sheni?
Dafka. Couldn't we say, why can't we say, how is Esav related to Reuven? Well, Yaakov and Reuven are one to one. And Esav is one step away from that one to one.
Why does he have... to a common source generally?
Yeah.
Over here, we're going back to a common source of Yaakov.
No, we're not going back to a common source. We're just saying that Yaakov and Esav are a one to one relationship. They're Rishon to Rishon.
Yaakov's not a source
of Esav. They're just the Rishon. They're called Rishon to Rishon. Why? Because brothers hang together.
Yeah, but what about... That's it. The Hefsek is saying something about Yaakov being an intermediary between them two.
That's the point. In his way of looking at things, just to clarify the distinction that we've been... between the way we've been thinking about things and the way the Yad Ramah is describing things, is the way we've been defining the issue of relationship. Okay, this is what I really want to get across. We'll see how it works out. The way we've been defining relationship is like this. Family is like this. We've been looking for a patriarch. The method that we've employed up till now is, we say we have to find a patriarch. Okay? The patriarch defines a certain scope of family. Okay? So if your father is the patriarch, then only your brothers are in your family. If your grandfather's your patriarch, right, then your uncles are in your family and cousins are in your family. If your great-grandfather is the patriarch, then your great-uncles and your second cousins are in the and your great-uncles and second cousins are in your family. Okay, in other words, there's a method of limiting the scope of family.
Like we need a ceiling.
That's right, there's a ceiling. There's a place we start and we say the family is defined by the common ancestry from one person, right? So we look for the common ancestor, and we say that the limitation of the family is defined by the patriarch. Okay, so now the only question is like this. I'm going to say, well, am I related to Yishmael? Right? Well, I got to ask this question. If I'm Chanoch, I just have to ask the question, who's my patriarch that defines my family? So if I'm Chanoch, then I'll say that that Yitzchak is the patriarch and he's Koveya, this group. So then I'm not in the same circle as Yishmael. Right? But if I'm Yaakov, let's say, so they'll say, let's say I'm Yaakov, right? So then I'll say that the Koveya is over here. So then this whole group is included, right? So as I go up, 1, 2, 2 is where it starts, and this group is the family.
And Chanoch, you're saying that Chanoch would not be okay to Esav, because
Chanoch to Esav, no. Well, it depends how you draw your circle, but that's the only question. We say Lemaisa what?
That
it would be okay, right? Because Yaakov is considered the patriarch. But you start with Yaakov.
Right.
Right. So, now as you go up to the third... No, you're going up to two, right? You're going up to Yaakov. Right?
And then okay.
In other words, you got to go up, and you'll say Yaakov is the patriarch that we're looking to, and everything that's in his sphere is one family. So the only question is, who's defining the family, and are we both within that sphere? That's the only question, according to the way. And that's what the counting is getting up to. The counting is saying, well, if you can count up to two, right, like Yaakov goes to Yitzchak and Avraham, then that is the furthest patriarch we'll go back to. Right? So then Avraham is the patriarch, and he will define the from my level to him, that will define the family. Whoever is going to be in this circle will be in one family unit. In other words, the point is like this. We're defining via a common patriarch a family unit. And the only question is, are we both within that family unit? That's the only way we look at things. So the counting is a way of defining, are we both within the same family? If I'm a three and you're a one, we're in different families. Okay? But I don't care. I never ask the question, how close am I to you? My only question is, do we go back to a common patriarch? It's the only issue. Okay? And the counting reflects that question. Can we count ourselves back to a common patriarch that's within the limitation of defining a group of people? Okay. But that's not the Yad Ramah's question at all. That's not his question at all. He's not looking at the question of going back to defining a patriarch that will define a unit. His question is, how close am I to you in an objective term? In a sense, he wants to know, how close am I to you? And
forgetting about the familial unit?
Forget about the familial unit. That's not his issue. He doesn't care about counting in order to get to a patriarch to define a group. His whole question is, how many degrees of separation do I have from you? And you have to start with the 0 degree of separation. That's a 1-to-1, where they're both equally placed. They're both equally positioned in terms of relationship. If we're both equally positioned in terms of relationship, either because we are father and son, or we're both the same exact thing in terms of brothers, we're both the sons, so we're both equally positioned in terms of brothers, then that's considered the 0 degree of separation. And generally speaking, if you are within 1 degree of somebody, you can still be related to them. But 2 degrees, you're no longer related to them. So if Yaakov and Esav are the Rishon Berishon, they're the primary unit. Now Reuven is to Esav, he's considering that 1 degree removed from the primary relationship of Yaakov and Esav. So then Reuven is considered related to Esav. But Chanoch is 2 degrees from Esav. That's 2 separate from him. You understand? It's a very different question. It's not a question of, are we within the same sphere? It's a question just mano a mano. How close are we? How many degrees are we from each other? Okay? In a general sense. It gets a little more complicated, but yeah. We're all learning. This is all learning 3-to-1 is kasher.
So you still end up with the same.
Okay, we'll get back to the nafkamina in a minute. In other words, there is a nafkamina between whether you're counting it with the patriarchal system or the closeness system. I think I made a little mistake before with how I'm representing who the patriarch is. We'll get back to that in a minute. Just hold on to this basic idea for a minute, though. Okay, let's just understand his basic approach. Okay, so now the question though is, why is he calling him? But here's the question. If we're just looking at objective questions of how close you are to each other, why do I prefer to call Yaakov and Esav the Rishon to Rishon and Reuven the Sheni to Rishon? Why can't I just say, look, Yaakov and Reuven are also a one-to-one relationship? So while I'll call Esav to Reuven a Sheni to a Rishon, why can't I flip it? Why can't I just equally say that Reuven is the Rishon and Esav the Sheni? Why does Esav have to be the Rishon and Reuven the Sheni? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to the, what you're saying is correct. Well, let's see if we can get it a little clearer. So he's like this. So he makes that point. He says, "Va'avi ha'av, v'achi ha'av, nikra lazer rishon lefi shemehem, hischalnu limnos rishon v'sheni v'shlishi." He says, since we're starting our count, like your mayor saying, there is a certain flow of logical order here. And we're starting our count with Esav and Yaakov, because Reuven is only a product of Yaakov, and Chanoch is only a product of Reuven. So logically speaking, Yaakov and Esav are prior. That's where we start our count. We'll call them the ones. We'll call them one. Okay? Well, you'll see. There's a nafgamina that's going, I'm going to show you in a second. Yeah.
Right.
Now it's like this. Listen to this. This is the point I wanted to focus on. V'kevan shehabein le'achi aviv sheni berishon. Okay, so since the... Oh, I skipped one person. Sorry.
Yeah, Eliphaz.
Eliphaz.
Yeah.
Since the son to the father is what? A sheni... I'm sorry. Since the son to the uncle is a sheni berishon, right? Here's the trick. Nimtza'u b'nei ha'achin zed lozeh sheni b'sheni. Shezeh sheni l'aviv shel zeh, v'zeh sheni l'aviv shel zeh. Now, how does that work? He's trying to explain cousins.
Right, but he's not saying that Eliphaz and Reuven are necessarily sheni b'sheni because they're literally sheni to sheni.
Right.
That Reuven is sheni to Esav, and therefore Eliphaz is sheni to Yaakov, but that's how Reuven and Eliphaz are.
It's a little more complicated now. There's a little bit of a different way of looking at the relationship. Now, the old way of looking at the relationship was, say, well, they just both come down to a general source, and they're all included in the same circle.
Right.
Here he's looking at related to each other. Okay? So how are Reuven and Eliphaz related to each other? So he's saying it's like they meet in the middle, so to speak. Yaakov and Esav are the source relationship. They're Rishon to Rishon. How is Eliphaz to Yaakov? Well, he's a second step from that primary relationship. And how is Reuven to Esav? He's a second step to that primary relationship. So it turns out both Reuven and Eliphaz are equally distant from a primary relationship.
So, from like looking from the outside, you wouldn't say that Reuven and Eliphaz are related to each other. They're related to
each other's fathers.
Well, they're
not. But here's the trick: they're not directly related, but that's fine, because Reuven is not directly related to Esav. That you don't have to be directly related, right? But the question is, why aren't they two steps away from each other? That's the question.
What do you mean?
I'll show you in a second what I mean. Let me just finish this thought. Uben b'no shel zeh lebino shel zeh kigon chanoch ben b'no shel Yaakov le'lifaz ben Esav. That's a shlishi b'sheni, fine. Lefisha Esav Yaakov rishon b'rishon hein v'lifaz Reuven b'sheni b'Reuven. Okay, fine. That's a shame. But listen to this. Skip down to the last paragraph. Ela av ubeno kevin shein acher mafsik beinayon rishon berishon ninu. Right. So take a Yaakov and Yitzchak. They're called the rishon berishon. Vahavele bra la abadaba sheni berishon upasol. Right. Yeah. Right. But who would be kosher? Who would be kosher? But according to this Yad Ramah, who's kosher to each other?
Shlishi Barishon.
Yeah, so Reuven would be kosher with Avram, right?
Well, yeah.
Reuven to Avram would be kosher.
And Chanoch to Yaakov would also be kosher.
And Chanoch to Yitzchak would be kosher.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same number.
But why should that be kosher? I'll give you an argument that it shouldn't be kosher. Why is it like this? Look. Chanoch to Yitzchak. You ready? Well, Reuven and Yaakov are 1-to-1. And Yitzchak is only one, is a sheni to Yaakov, and Chanoch is a sheni to, Yitzchak is a sheni to Reuven, Chanoch is a sheni to Yaakov. So I can just invert the cousins scheme.
You say that again?
Yeah, why can't I just apply the cousins scheme? Notice, how are cousins related? Through and that they're both equally distant to an intermediary relationship. Right? We call this the relationship. We say, well, Reuven and Eliphaz are equally distant from the Yaakov-Esav unit. So why don't I say Yitzchak and Chanoch are equally distant from the Reuven-Yaakov relationship? Right? How come when I say Chanoch to Yaakov, I say, well, he's related to Reuven, he's a Rishon Berishon. Why is that? I say Yitzchak to Yaakov is a 1-to-1. Reuven to Yitzchak is a 1-to-2. Chanoch to Yitzchak is a 1-to-3. Why? Why can't I say Yaakov and Reuven are the unit? Yitzchak is one from that, and Chanoch is one from that. Yeah. Just like I say by Reuven to Eliphaz, I say Yaakov and Esav are the unit. Reuven and Eliphaz are both one step away. I don't say Esav and Eliphaz are a unit. Yaakov and Eliphaz is 2. Reuven to Eliphaz is 3. In other words, in terms of hops, they're both 2 steps removed. But how come Reuven to Eliphaz
is considered
a Karov and Chanoch to Yitzchak is not? They're both 2 steps from the unit. That's where the numbering system is important. It's only because I can't choose anything and call that the unit that this happens. If I could arbitrarily choose any grouping and say these are the primary units, and anyone who's related to them is related, then I would get Yitzchak and Chanoch, but I can't. It's fixed. That's why he says they're fixed. But why? What's the logic of that? Yeah, just put it down, because I wasn't rolling at all. Okay, so our formulation is like this. You have to ask the right question, okay, in order to make this system work. And the question you have to ask is, if I want to know if I'm related to another person, we have to figure out what is the primary relationship that we both are connected by. Okay? So, if you don't have a little chart in front of you, you're probably going to have a hard time understanding this. But we're using Yitzchak, Yaakov, Esav, Reuven, Eliphaz, and Chanoch, who is Reuven's son. So now you go like this. If I want to know if Reuven and Eliphaz are related, so which relationship does that require? Which primary relationship are they both descendants of? That's the Yaakov and Esav relationship. That's the 1-to-1. That's the primary unit. Now, since they're all now, if the answer to your question of how many steps we have to make to get back to a primary relationship for either party is 2, then you're considered 3 degrees away. So Reuven and Eliphaz only have to take 1 step each to get back to their shared primary relationship. So they're Krovim. But for Chanoch to get to be related to Eliphaz, or even to Esav, actually, he has to go back to the Yaakov-Esav relationship. So that is 2 steps, Reuven to Yaakov. And the same thing to Yitzchak. If Chanoch wants to be related to Yitzchak, it's the Yitzchak-Yaakov primary relationship, which contains them both. Yitzchak is in it, and Chanoch comes from it. But that's 2 steps for Chanoch to get back up to that unit, to the Yaakov-Yitzchak unit. So that's kosher. Okay? That's the formula. Right? Now, we're just throwing out possibility over here, but the question is, what makes a brother consider the Rishon to Rishon like a father and a son? So we're saying that possibly he's learning if your identity, if your shared identity makes you identical. Right? The words are related. So Yaakov is defined as the son of Yitzchak, and Esav is equally defined as the son of Yitzchak. So that's considered a shared identity. Yitzchak is the father of Yaakov, and Yaakov is the son of Yitzchak. That's just the other side of the same identity of father and son. So he's saying that Krovim, first order Krovim, come from the fact that they have a shared identity. But Reuven and the Lifas don't have a shared identity, because Reuven is the son of Yaakov, the son of Yitzchak, and Eliphaz is the son of Esav, the son of Yitzchak. Just because they have, just because Yaakov and Esav have a shared identity, they're not the same people, right? So now we're saying is like this: related is goes by identity. Okay, that's the ikar of the that's the primary definition of related: identity, shared identity, father son, brother or brother. And if I want to know if people are related to each other, I have to ask, how distant are they from a shared identity? If they're both only one step from a shared identity, then they're considered related. So cousins to each other are just one step from a shared identity. They're both one, they're each to each other one step from a shared identity, but a great uncle to a great nephew are one is that they're two steps from a shared identity. Now, as we're saying, that the primary relationship, and then you're considered part of it if you're only one step from it. So Reuven and Eliphaz are both considered adjoined to this primary relationship. That's considered related to. Now, one second. But now the hard part was like this. So what was Mar Bar Avashi's mistake? And this, I think, it was my mistake before, in the beginning of this year. What was Mar Bar Avashi's mistake? That he was counting differently, right? He was counting in the patriarchal system. So let's show you the Nafkamina. Ready? I hope. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, let's say, Reuven to Yitzchak, right? Reuven to Yitzchak, so the primary relationship is Yaakov Yitzchak, and Reuven is one step from that unit, so he's a karov to Yitzchak, right? That's what you call a 2-to-1, right? Second degree to first degree, right? But Mar Bar Rav Ashi was saying that what is our system? Our system is we look for a shared patriarch. When we're counting 2 or 1 or 3, we're counting up generations. And we're looking for a shared patriarch. And what is our rule? If your shared patriarch is 3 generations above, you're not related.
So hold on.
So now Reuven wants to know if Yitzchak is related to him. So he asked to say, well, what would be our shared patriarch were we to be related?
3-to-1.
It would have to be 1, 2, 3. It would have to be Avram. But we say we never go 3 up to define a patriarch.
So he's not related.
So we're not related. All right, we all have... What's interesting about this is, like, there must have been, like, some... Everybody agrees to some sort of Mesorah, it seems, that 3-to-1 is... 3-to-1 is not related, right? But what does 3-to-1 mean? So according to Marbar, it depends on your way of crafting relationships. If your derech of crafting a relationship is finding a common patriarch, then 3-to-1 is telling you, if you have to go up 3 levels to find your common patriarch, that definition of Krovim is too wide. Because the higher up you go, we demonstrated the other day, the more and more people you're including. Okay, that's what Mar Bar Rav Ashi thought it meant. So therefore, he said in order for Reuven to be related to Yitzchak, You'd have to go up to Avram and make him the patriarch, but that would include Yishmael and this whole line of descent. That would be too big of a family. Let me give you an example. I have my father has many cousins, and therefore I have many second cousins. We don't get invited to each other's weddings all the time. It's just too many. I don't feel... it's hard to feel close to all of these, to so many people. You know, do you know your second cousins so well? No. You know your first cousins well, your second cousins not as well. Unless you have big families and you have age differences and you can be your... could be younger than you, could be older than your uncle, you know, that kind of weird stuff. But in normal families, if you keep going up and out and up and out and up and out, everybody will be here. Your fifth cousin, your sixth cousin, seventh cousin, just keep going up higher. So that was his methodology.
That right? Should be our system. It's, would I invite him to something?
Exactly. That should be our methodology.
Yeah, he can't be in
here. So, but, and therefore, he's saying the rule is, three up is too much to be defined by that patriarch, the unit of relationship. But the way the Yad Ramah is explaining and the way the Rif is learning, it's talking about absolute degrees of separation from the unit of relationship itself. It has nothing to do with the patriarchal question. We don't care about the guy above. We just want to know, we know there are identities of relationships. There's like an identical, there's a certain identity that makes a relationship. That's where you both share an identity, either your siblings or your father and son. And then our rule is, within two steps from that unit is considered related. So the point I'm trying to make is, the way you're counting your three or your two depends on your idea of what the count is measuring. If the count is measuring a patriarchal entity, then it means you have to go up to count. But if your count is saying there are these intrinsic entities of relationship per se, I don't care about this. There's just intrinsic entities of relationship, and then separations from that, then you just count to those entities. Okay? Now just to clarify, what Mar Bar Avashi is learning is, he's saying, since Reuven is not related to Yishmael, his great uncle, right, that's too distant, that must mean that Avram is not considered the patriarch in terms of this. And therefore Yitzchak is not included.